Welcome to Asimov's Spotlight. Here now, another story selected from the pages of Asimov's science fiction magazine.
Hi, I'm Emily Hockaday, and I'll be reading What Changes You, What Takes You Away by Dominika Fetteplace. The author tells us, I want to dedicate this story to my grandfather, George Fetteplace. He worked as a copy editor and typesetter. He loved music, typography, basketball, and history. He was a Buddhist who believed he would be reincarnated. He was my first reader and biggest fan. This piece, my first since he passed, is meant to reflect my hope that there is a life beyond this one, a higher consciousness, or another world, perhaps. Please enjoy What Changes You, What Takes You Away. One side effect of the pills is that they make me dream. I dream about mice and secret societies. I didn't used to, but now my brain is like everybody else's, and I dream and talk in complete sentences and use big words. I write notes to my friends. Some of my friends write back. I don't remember how I was before, just that I was something different. I don't remember how I used to act, but I do remember the things I used to love. My best human friend is Mikey, and Shepherd is my German Shepherd and best dog friend. There is my teacher, Miss Mary, and my mama, who is now an angel because she died. I still love those things. Dr. Stevens says it is like I am being born. I would have picked a different time. The planet is sick with drought, hot, sick, and dry. And there are other things, too. There are things in the sky that cast big shadows, and even Mike notices, but he doesn't know how to say it right. UFO, he goes. But I know what they are really called because I have all my words now. Unidentified flying object. I say it because it is fun to say. It is funner to say than to look at. They are boring in the sky, so many of them casting round shadows on the sidewalk. They are silver and pill-shaped and huge, and they never move, just sit there. That doesn't stop people from staring. Some people will stare all day. I see these people when I take Shepherd out for walks. He used to be my service animal, but now he is my pet. The strangers I pass are always looking up. And I try to be helpful when I say, there's nothing to see up there, but people either ignore me or nod politely, which is another way of ignoring me. People think there are aliens inside. I don't care until I meet one. He is in the park wearing sunglasses. He says, "Hey, little girl, come here." Except he says it all telepathic from across the lawn. So I walk across the lawn to tell him I'm not a little girl. I am 15 years old. When I get up close, I see that he looks like me. "Hey, do you have Down syndrome?" I ask. "Why, yes, I do," he says. But again, he says it without saying it, which is how I know that he comes from the sky. A mouse skitters past my feet and into the bushes. I think she is trying to eavesdrop. The alien hands me a seed packet. "Grow some flowers." I examine the bag. The seeds are star-shaped. And we just stand there because I can't think of what to say. I am not good at talking to strangers. So I leave. I will think of what to say, and I will say it next time. And I know I will see him again, because I have seen him before, now that I think about it. Now that I'm on my pills, my memory keeps getting better and better, which is how I know I have seen him before. When Dr. Steven asks me how my day was, I leave out the part about the alien. I say my day went great, and then I do his puzzles. I want the trial to be over so Mikey can have my medicine too. Alzheimer's. That is one of my new words. Dr. Stevens' mice used to have it, and then they didn't. Alzheimer's is what Mikey will get unless he gets my medicine, and I would have gotten it too. Everybody with Downs gets it if they live long enough. I have seen it happen to people who live at my house. Time goes out of order, and your friends begin to swap bodies. But my doctor says the pills are not ready for other people. They are for me only until the trial is over. He wants to be sure I am safe, not like his mice. Dr. Stephen thinks I don't know about his mice, but I do know. He had a bunch of mice, and they all had Down syndrome, like me. He made his mice do puzzles, just like me. He gave them pills, same as mine. And then one morning, he came to work, and all his mice were dead, and he still hasn't figured out what killed them. He doesn't know I know this. I have his passwords, I read his reports. He writes in his journal that it is okay to experiment on animals. I bet he hopes the aliens don't feel the same way about us. I am smarter than my doctor, but I do not let on. When he gives me a puzzle, I take my time. When he asks me to write something, I misspell words on purpose. After my meeting with Dr. Stephen, I go to my room. There is a note under my bed. I get at least one note a day from my friends. I am never lonely. Plant those seeds in the garden, it says in messy bird scratchings. My friends have bad handwriting and good ideas. Each of us at St. Anthony's residential community has a plot in the garden, even though not each of us likes to garden. For instance, my plot is dirt and weeds. Mikey's plot is pretty with daisies and caterpillars. I dig a hole in my plot and pour all of my seeds in there. I empty out the whole watering can of water on top of my seeds. We are rich. We can waste water if we want to. Then I go inside to watch the TV. I used to watch cartoons. Now only the news is on. Drought, aliens. Drought, aliens. I wish the Olympics were on. Drought, aliens. And some people say these are related phenomena, but not the scientists. I leave the TV room and head to the library. Every day I read one short story or one kid's book. It depends on my mood. In the evening, after dinner, I walk out to the garden to see if flowers have grown yet. And yes, but there is only one. It is 4 feet tall with purple-blue petals, and now it is trying to talk to me. It wants to know about reincarnation. I am going to have to look it up. I write a note, "Who is reincarnation?" and leave it under my bed. The note I get back says I probably want to know about reincarnation, and there is a diagram attached with lots of circles. Also, a Wikipedia printout. Of course, I could have just gone to Wikipedia myself. I am allowed to use the internet without supervision now, but it is funner to ask my friends, and anyway, my friends know more than the internet. The next day, when I see the alien in the park, I tell him that he either needs to fix the drought or leave. He says, "We would like to take you with us when we go." I say, "Can you try to move your mouth when you talk like a normal person?" "I will try." His jaw moves up and down out of rhythm with his words. I do not like this, so I leave. I decide that it is mean to ignore my flower like I have been, so I spend some time with her when I get home. It turns out her name is Flora, and she is not lonely because she has the other plants in the garden to talk to. She teaches me how to say hi to the other plants. And then the other plants all shout hi at me. Hi, 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 hi. And now that we have said hi, we can understand each other. So we chatter all at once. "One at a time," I finally say. But instead of going one at a time, they all go in unison. They say they have solved the riddle of reincarnation. I tell them that I have reincarnated. I know what the word means now. I say, "I used to have a swollen brain full of proteins that made me dumb, and now my brain is clean." I say I am ashamed of who I used to be when I look at my dumb drawings and the dumb things I used to write when I couldn't even hardly spell my own name. And now I'm cured, and I can spell all the words. But I am still dumb because there are still so many things I just don't understand. "Hush," say the flowers. They are hugging me and wiping away my tears. "You were never dumb," they say. And that's how I know they are my friends. But even though my friends are nice, I am still mad. I am mad that I was born the way I was, and mad that I was changed, and nobody asked me if I wanted to change. They just gave me a pill. And I don't go to the park the next day. I am not going to go back to the park until I have an answer for the alien, or at least a good comeback. I think about the problems of the world. There are so many, and not just the drought. I print out a list of endangered species, plants and animals, and then I bring it to him when I am ready. First of all, I need you to save all of these things. Then I need you to get rid of Alzheimer's completely. I cross my arms and glare at him. All of these things could have been done weeks ago when they first came. This is how I know the aliens don't really care about us. And you will come with us. If we do these things? Asks Mr. Stranger, jaw still moving like a puppet. You should just do them. Just because. But yes. If you do a good job, I will come. He stares up into the sky for a minute. I have asked my comrades, and they have said no deal. He transmitted a concept to me, one that doesn't translate into words, telepathic or otherwise. They are here to observe, not to change. This is like a museum to them. You don't walk into a museum fixing all the mistakes you see. They have a word for it. It sounds something like nonterfarabs. They're looking for a souvenir. Not like a souvenir. They have a word for it that's less mean. Friowa. Like a friend you watch. They wanted to take the most special thing on this planet to be their Friowa. They decided on me, but now that I won't come, they are going to ask their second choice, the albino cheetah. And he will probably say yes, since he is the reincarnation of Mozart. Cheetah has no special requests. He just wants to leave this hot and lousy planet. A tip for you, says the alien. You should stop taking the pills. The mice have already died. Dr. Stevens' Down syndrome mice. After the pills, they were able to do the mazes as well as the other mice. And then they were able to do the mazes better. And then they were able to fake their own death so they could escape and then form their own society. The alien and Dr. Steven are not as smart as they think they are. They think this is flowers for Algernon, when it's really the rats of Nim. I know, because these mice have been in contact with me, sending me notes. They say not to stop taking the pills. They say they are making more, for Mikey and for all my friends. They say we will form a new society. They say they will save the endangered species, even the cats, even the cheetahs. They say they will cool the earth and end the drought. They promise to make it rain. Not now. They are not smart enough yet. It will take a few more years of good medicine. The people on Earth can't help but look up at the sky. They think change is going to come from above. They don't want to be experimented on. They don't want to be cured. They want to stay the same. They want to go on and on. So they look up and up when they should be looking around. I am always looking down. I want to catch a glimpse of white fur or a pink nose. I want to see those little round ears that hear everything, or those dirty little claws used for scratching out messages. I like my friends. They know how hard it is to have a new brain and an old body. One day, they will ask me to join them, and I will say yes, no conditions attached.
Thanks for listening to Asimov's Spotlight, a feature of Asimov's Science Fiction Magazine. If you liked what you've heard, consider subscribing to Asimov's. We're available in print and digital. And please stop by again next month to hear another exciting story chosen from our pages.